Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom 12 points. The Royal Benin.
Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Good afternoon, bonjour, welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Tussiott. I'm with you for the next hour of Eurovision music here on Sunday, the 10th of July, 2016.
I'm in love.
Sertabenene, and every way that I can, the Turkish Eurovision winner from the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest, the one where the UK got nil point. Oh, we tried to move on from there, but with all our terrible results, you know, we need to get ourselves sorted. And 2017 is going to be the year. Yes, I'm sure Europe still loves us, even though we are leaving the European Union. I sincerely hope so anyway. Otherwise, we're doomed. We're doomed. Now, on Friday night, I had the house to myself and it was really nice. Not that I don't like Rob, you know, my other half being with me. But it's nice to just sort of really dive into the Eurovision back catalogue. And one of my favourite things to do is to just go on YouTube really and look at some awesome performances from national finals previously, and this came up, which I totally forgot about, and I've desperately got to play it for you now because I absolutely love it and I hope you do too. Now, this is the live version, so we're having a slightly early live and kicking, but we've got a proper Eurovision entry live from the contest a little bit later on. But this is a live version from Melodifestivalen 2003, so that's the Swedish national final, and it's from Shirley Clamp. Yes, Dame Shirley Clamp, as I like to call her too. And this is an awesome tune. It's called Mr. Memory. I hope you enjoy.
You stopped my heart the day you said goodbye. Did you think I'd crumble inside?
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Wonderful Polygen over there with If Love Was a Crime for Bulgaria 2016. Oh yes, getting a very respectable fifth place at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Very good. Well, we got Rob's random request coming up soon, as well as the live and kicking, and we take a look at the pre-selection thing that was for the 96th Eurovision Song Contest, which we're taking a look over the next couple of weeks. And also we'll have this week's instalment of the news. But we have a very special moment in the show now, which a certain somebody from across the Atlantic would like a request and say hello to you all. So, Javier, the stage is yours.
A big hello to all of Eurovision fans listening to Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Tuchet. This is Javier Leal speaking to you straight from Montreal, Canada. And this week I'd like to request the song Weight of the World by Smilo, which took part of Melody Festival in, of 2016. And I really like it because it's really catchy and it carries that sense of, you know, that the message of togetherness that's been pretty popular in many of the songs of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And that's going to mean something, eh? Anyways, so I really hope you like it. Thank you, Kieran, for putting up such a great show together every single week. And here it is. Smilo from Sweden and Weight of the World. And you get it only right here on Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Tuchet. Enjoy.
You got a story, a tale of it all. But who's to blame when it all falls apart? In a world full of enemies, we can see the reality. Oh, so come along, there's a place in this world where love and laughter is all we've ever heard. Where freedom is something that humans deserve. Together we carry the weight of the world. It's time for change and we can have it all. Bring in the new day, season the spark. something that humans deserve. Together we carry the weight of the world.
Frantic song there from Israel in 1986. That's Moti Geladi and Sari Tuziel with Yavo Yom. There we go. That only came 19th with 7 points only. And that was out of 20. So it came second last. But I do like that song, actually. It's very quirky. And for what they look like, they look absolutely ridiculous. But then again, it was 1986. Right, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. And as you all know, this is a part of the show where Rob, my other half, gets to pick a year out of random and a country out of random. We glue them together and we find out what song we will play randomly in this week's show here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this week, Rob has picked Italy 1977, which sounds jolly exciting. I do like it. And it's from Mia Martini and it's called La Bria. Enjoy this one. It's a doozy.
This is Aneta Tarifa from Albania, and this is my song, Fairy Tale. Enjoy it.
This tale of love larger than dreams. It may take a lifetime to understand what it means. So many tears, all the craziness and rage, tale of love. The messages love can bring change, 'cause it's you.
It's not enough what you have, and the time is up, but it's hard to turn a new page in this tale, sweet tale of love. You will find peace in your heart that you crave.
Trafa there with Fairy Tale, this year's Albanian entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't mind that song, it's quite nice. It didn't really do particularly well in the contest itself, but and not qualifying to the grand final, but you know, you win some, you lose some. I prefer that to have qualified to last year's Albanian entry, I'm Alive. I didn't really like that at all. But anyway, controversial stuff. Right, we're going to go and take a look at this week's focus on the 1996 pre-selection qualifying round that they did in for the 96 Eurovision Song Contest. It's very, very confusing, it may sound, but in a strange turn of events, 29 countries from across Europe were eligible to take part in the 96 Eurovision Song Contest, but countries had to submit entries for a audio only pre-qualification round. It was never televised and was used by the EBU in order to shortlist a number of participating nations that would compete in the televised final. Now, despite a submission from Macedonia, it was never classified as their official debut entry, although the nation would eventually make their official televised debut in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1998 in Birmingham, as we all know. Right, so a number of countries did not qualify, shockingly, yes. Countries like Hungary, Germany, I know, Denmark, Macedonia, Russia, Israel, and Romania. And this week, well, last week we took a look at the lovely Israeli entry, didn't we? But this week we're going to take a look at the Macedonian entry, or what would have been Macedonia's debut. And it's from the lady who represented Macedonia this year's Eurovision Song Contest and also in 2012. It's Calliope, the wonderful woman she is. And this is her song. It's called Only You, but it's sung in Macedonian and it's called Samo Ti. I hope you enjoy this one. It's a bit dated, but you get it, because like Calliope, she's amazing, whatever she does.
Zvezdo moja, ti večno što me slediš, zašto baš se ga, ti tiho se gasniš. Svetlo svoja, oči moji što mi poji, znaje za grev i za bolka, i znaje za solci moji.
Classic Calliope there with Samo Ti, Only You, which would have been the debut entry for the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia at the 96 Eurovision Song Contest, but didn't qualify the pre-audio qualification round. Oh, what a shame. What a shame. It's now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday the 10th of July. Now, six cities across Ukraine are in the running to host the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest in 2017. On Friday marked the end of the submissions period for bids to host the contest. NTU opened the submissions window for interested cities on June the 24th, and since then a total of six cities across Ukraine have submitted their bids. The six cities in the running are Dnipro, Kyryakiv, Kherson, Kiev, Lviv, and Odessa. And the Minister of Culture, Yevhen Nyaskuk, who has previously spoken about the lack of suitable venues in Ukraine, has stated that of the six cities, it is unlikely that Kherson will win their bid. And he's been quite open about that. But issues have already arisen about the bid from Kiev, with the bids planned to use the Palace of Sports conflicting with planned international ice hockey matches. So there's still a lot to go on this. We'll keep you updated with the next days and weeks ahead here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, it was confirmed on the 5th of July that the Czech Republic and Switzerland will not compete in the Eurovision Song Contest, Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year. RSI, the Switzerland Italian broadcaster, participated in the contest once in 2004, but has ruled out a contest due to the cost of participation. And the same goes for the Czech Republic. They've shown no interest. And finally, Montenegrin star Milena Vucic has stated that she wishes to represent Montenegro at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. And that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tussiott, and you're listening to 92.3 Forest FM right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the beautiful New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hi, this is Monsel Mulev from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
neksamo tvoj. Nisam ti luče ja od juče.
We are, that's Milena Vucic there with Luce, which means light. And Milena Vucic wants to represent Montenegro at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, I fancy another rock chick to be on the stage next year. That would be so cool. Right, our next request comes from Robert Wallström and Frederick in Gothenburg in Sweden. Thank you very much, chaps, for your requests and your lovely, lovely words. They mean a lot to me, and I thank you once again. And obviously, it was a lovely pleasure to meet the pair of you in Stockholm this year. And it's the wonderful power of the Eurovision Song Contest, bringing fans alike together. It's such an awesome thing. And your request this week comes from the Hungarian national final, Adal, in 2013. We haven't played many of them, I must be honest, guys, but you guys have really picked a corker, and it's came second in Adal 2013, just behind Kelvishem, which again was a beautiful song, and this is awesome too. It's called Cheko Al Melim, and it's from Raje Gurgo, and I hope you enjoy.
Valaki ballog a szélben, lehúny szemmel jár, valaki attól félek, elveszett, elveszett. Valaki hallgat az ében, a szavak is elhagyták, temeti holnapját, de én ott leszek, ott veled. Földre szálló angyalod, ki új csodákat ér hozzád, láthatom, én nem vagyok, de lángot én is gyújthatok, hogy bánatodnak égboltján, felragyogjon csillagok, csak állj meg.
sok fordul, ha újból kézen fogjuk még, indulj s lép felém. Földre szálló angyalod, ki új csodákat tér hozzád. Lángot én is küldhatok, hogy bánatodnak ég voltján.
Jurkai Malim from Raje Gurgo. There we go. Hungary's national final 2013 song that coming second. Okay, it is now time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. And we are heading over to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. And I know a particular listener of the show, Nicola Vaughan, is going to enjoy this very much, as I'm sure the rest of you will do too. Not that I want to put words into your mouth, but it is a very good song. So it's from the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest, which was in Gothenburg in Sweden. Yes, in the Scandinavium. That's it. Yes, I got it right. I got it mixed up with the one in Oslo. Yes. Right, and it's from Greece this week. It's from Takis Barianis, and it is called Miasume. We look alike.
Only one more song to go. We thought we'd let you have a cheeky sight of Copenhagen here. This is the Götaplatsen, the end, just up the road from where the BBC team are in their cheerful hovel. Götaplatz, built in 1923. That's Carl Milles' masterpiece, Poseidon providing the centrepiece of the square. Takis Binyaris wrote the music, along with Maro Bizzani, with the words. Takis Binyaris will also sing the song for Greece. Good draw, the last song. Called Miasume. We look alike. We look alike as two drops of rain, no matter what you say.
Και τώρα ένα τραγούδι από την Ελλάδα. And for those of you who don't speak Greek, I would like to explain that now comes a song from Greece. It's called Miasume. We look alike. And it's sung by Takis Binyaris and conductor Charis Andriadis.
As we said earlier, Charis Andriadis has already conducted for Cyprus. I conduct the final song. This is Eurovision for Greece.
Μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές, αισθητικές ή ταξικές ή αν θέλεις κι άλλες. Θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που οι άνθρωποι απλοί τις λένε μεγάλες. Μοιάζουμε σαν δυο στάρες. Στο Θεό σου μοιάζουμε
μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές. Θα με πικραίνεις κι ίσως κάπου σε μαλώνουν. Θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που κάνουν κι ο ανθρώπινο το
The amazing Jade Ewan there with It's My Time, the United Kingdom entry to the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, and the last time the United Kingdom was in the top five. Oh, it needs to be again. Andrew Lloyd Webber, can you come back and save us from this pain? Anyways, our final song, quickly, is one of my favourites of the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest. I absolutely love it, and only came second last. I think it was second last, something like that, or maybe even third last. It's from the lovely Lynn Chirkop, and it's called To Dream Again, Malta 2003.
When you lay your eyes on me, the feeling sets me free. You're my vision of of life, the last word, 'cause you made me dream again. You took me where I've never been. You made me dream again. Don't let me fall apart, please don't break my heart. I love you. Your kisses I would miss, your smile.
That about wraps up another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for all of your requests. If you'd like a request, contact me on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. It would be wonderful to hear from you. If you would like to send us an audio file and you can introduce your own show, then please do. My email address is tutsexperience, all one word, T-U-T-T-S experience@hotmail.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes if you want to download the show as a podcast, and then please do, or on any podcast app. It will be really appreciated. But make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. live on 92.3 Forest FM and on ESC News Radio. So take care and enjoy your week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.